It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and I appreciate you joining me today for a look at some scripture. Psalm 113 is a great psalm. It says, "Praise the Lord." In Hebrew, that's Hallel Adonai. "Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised." If you study the life of King David, he was a praiser. He loved to sing to God and to glorify God's name. And in these short few verses here, the psalmist David addresses the subject of praise. I think so many times in church we have praise and worship, and we get the idea that praise is singing fast songs and worship is singing slow songs. Here in these first few verses, God commands us three times to praise Him. First, He says, "Praise the Lord." Then He commands His servants to praise Him. And then thirdly, He tells us how to praise Him. He said, "Praise His name." Notice when God tells us here in the Psalms to praise Him, He doesn't give you a reason. Why? Because you don't need a reason to praise God. You were made to praise the Lord. The very fact that you have lungs, that you have a tongue and lips, you were created for God's pleasure to give Him praise. God likes praise so much that when you read Revelation chapter 4, in heaven, He has these beasts that are covered with eyes that day and night, all they do is they cry, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Some people say, "Well, Pastor, you don't understand. It's not my personality. I don't want to praise. I don't like to get excited. I'm not emotional." Well, this is not optional. God commands us, praise the Lord. You were created to praise the Lord. Secondly, the psalmist tells us, "Praise, O servants of the Lord." He's telling us who has to praise God. All of God's servants. You have to praise Him. And those who know Him best, His servants, they can really praise Him. God gets special praise from His servants. And thirdly, He said, "Praise the name of the Lord." You get a name by what you do. Let me give you an example. Abraham Lincoln was given the name the Great Emancipator. Why? Because he signed the Emancipation Proclamation. He freed the slaves. Now, that was not his formal name. His formal name was Abraham Lincoln. In Isaiah chapter 9, it says, "And he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." See, God has many names. We spoke about another one this week, Jehovah Shalom, which is the Lord, my peace. God has the name Jehovah Rapha. He's the God who heals. Jehovah Jireh. He's the God who provides and is seen. Many times the name we use for God is what He does for us. One of my favorite names to call God is Abba Father. It's like Daddy God. God said, "I brought you out of darkness into this marvelous light." Have you ever noticed how treasures are discovered in darkness? I mean, you mine diamonds and you dig them out of darkness. Silver and even pearls. They're brought out of darkness, and then they reflect the light. God found you and I in the dung piles of this world. He dug around because He said, "You are valuable to me." In the second verse, He said, "Let the name of the Lord be praised both now and forevermore." Now God tells us when we are to praise, both now and forevermore. You don't need a good reason to praise the Lord. You don't need an opportune moment. Just praise Him. Sometimes one of my greatest times to give God praise and to worship Him is when I'm driving in the car. When you have all that time that is otherwise wasted, you can use it to praise the Lord. And he says, praise the name of the Lord. I love praising God by using his names. In verse 3, he says when to do it. And that is from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. He gives us a time to start when the sun comes up in the morning. First thing in the morning when we rise, we should praise God. If nothing else, we should praise him that we made it through the night. Our heart is still beating, pumping blood through our body. He's given us another day to do something for him. And until the going down of the same, at sunset, we should still be praising God. The psalmist goes on in verse 4 and he says, the Lord, Adonai, is exalted over all the nations, his glory above the heavens. There's no one more worthy of praise than our God. If you've ever studied astronomy, you'll see that the heavens and the universe, they declare the glory of God. They're almost beyond what mankind can even imagine. I mean, there is one constellation called Hercules. It's huge. And of the stars, there's one called M13. M13 is perhaps 100 light years, or 600 trillion miles in diameter. Its billions of stars are packed into that relatively tiny space, and the average distance from one star to another in our neighborhood is about 7 light years. 1 light year is 6 trillion miles. At the dense core of M13, the stars are closer than 1 light year from each other. See, M13 is huge, but the Bible says his glory is above the heavens. He's bigger, he's greater, and he's worthy of your praise. See, the psalmist said the Lord is exalted over all the nations and his glory above the heavens. If you think creation, like the stars in the sky, are amazing and wonderful, think how much greater is the Creator. In verse 5, the psalmist said, who is like the Lord our God, the one who sits enthroned on high? Who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth? See, this constitutes the greatest reason to praise him, because he stooped down. He humbled himself to look upon the earth. God became flesh and dwelt among us. He came down past the heavens, past the earth. He came past the pillars of society and the elite who might have thought they deserved him. And he dug me out of the earth heap. We're the greatest trophies of his grace. God is worthy of our praise, my friend. In verse 7, the psalmist said, he raises the poor from the dust, and he lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes, with the princes of their people. He settles the barren woman in her home as a happy mother of children. And then he gives us the command again, praise the Lord. Hallel Adonai. God is worthy of our praise. All throughout the scripture, we are commanded and encouraged and exhorted to praise God, and specifically to praise his name. David wrote of God in Psalm 22 in verse 3, he said, but you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. God is enthroned on our praises. Merlin Carruthers wrote in the book Power and Praise and said this, praising God is not a patent medicine, a cure-all, or a magic formula for success. It is a way of life that is solidly backed up in God's Word. We praise God not for the expected results, but for the situation, just as it is. As long as we praise God with an eye secretly looking for the expected results, we're only kidding ourselves, and we can be certain that nothing will happen to change us in our situation. Praise is based on a total and joyful acceptance of the present as a part of God's loving, perfect will for us. Praise is not based on what we think or hope will happen in the future. See, even though we can praise our way out of a situation, praising God is not dependent upon our circumstances. Paul and Silas, when they were in jail, at midnight they began to sing praises to the Lord, and God opened their jail cell, their prison cell. Whatever you're going through right now, God can change your situation if you take your focus off the circumstances and you put them on the Creator. I'm not praising God for my circumstances. I'm praising Him because of who He is. So many times it's easy for us to praise God after a healing or after God does something miraculous because, wow, who else could do that? But do you know, friend, you can praise Him before your circumstances ever change? Just praising Him for who He is. The Bible says that we can rejoice because our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. What greater thing could we praise for than the fact that God has given us eternal life? Psalm 138 is a psalm of David, and listen to what he says in this psalm. He says, I will give you thanks with all my heart. I will sing your praise before the heavenly beings. See, sometimes praise can be sung. It doesn't have to be a song, but your praise, praising God, can be sung. He said, I will bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your constant love and truth. Boy, there are two great reasons to praise God. His love, for God so loved the world. And then His truth, the holy Bible that God has given us, which is the source of truth. David goes on in verse 3 and he says, on the day I called, you answered me. You increased strength within me. All the kings on earth will give you thanks, Lord, when they hear what you have promised. They will sing of the Lord's ways, for the Lord's glory is great. Though the Lord is exalted, he takes note of the humble, but he knows the haughty from a distance. Friend, do you need a reason to praise God today? Just praise him for his name. I love the name of the Lord. When Moses told God, he said, God, who should I tell Pharaoh sent me? You know what God said? Tell him Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh sends you. In Hebrew, that means I am that I am. What a great name for God. When I need healing, he is my healer. When I need provision, he is my provider. When I need peace, he is the ultimate source of peace. God wants you to praise him today, my friend. God wants you to praise the Lord, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. You know, this year, God opened this ministry of radio for me back up, and oh, am I thankful for that opportunity. Last week, we did Fresh Oil number 100, and that was so exciting that God opened the door for that. And I give him praise for this awesome opportunity to lift up his name through radio and the podcast of Fresh Oil. Now, you might think you don't speak any Hebrew, but if you've ever said the word hallelujah, it's the one Hebrew word that's the same in every language. And what it means, just like the Hallel Adonai is praise the Lord, hallelujah is praise to Yahweh, praising the name of God. In Psalm 146, David says, hallelujah, my soul praise the Lord. That tells you where you praise. You praise out of your soul. Your soul is your heart. That's the thoughts, feelings, and emotion. See, sometimes praise can be emotional because it comes from your heart. The psalmist said, I will praise the Lord all my life. See, you never get too old to praise the Lord. I will sing to my God as long as I live. You know, today God might be exhorting you that it's time to praise him. Friend, no matter what you're going through, God is worthy of your praise. And as you begin to praise him and get your eyes off your circumstances, God can do something powerful in your life. Thank you for joining me today on Fresh Oil. God loves you unconditionally. He really does.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He He makes His mercies new every morning.